Welcome to the Coffee House Productions podcast. Spooky stories for fall 2022. Celebrating this autumn season, we are presenting various spooky stories. So sit back and enjoy your ride with these spooky stories for fall 2022. This story is called Making Toast. Making toast late one night, facing the kitchen bench, eating for a good 5 to 10 minutes. I cleaned up and turned around, and every single cupboard door and cutlery drawer were open. They were all closed when I went into the kitchen, and there was no way anyone could have snuck in and done it, because I was home, alone. I also didn't hear them open in the time I was there. Scared the crap out of me, so I froze. Let it register for a few seconds, then calmly closed everything and went back to my room to hide until daylight. Just one of the few weird things that happened to me growing up. Stories brought to us by Babbles 08.
This story is called Last Day on Earth. I work from 2 p.m. to 11 p.m. at a gas station in one of the nicer cities around here. I had a gentleman look me in the eye and asked if I'm enjoying my last day on Earth. Then he walked away before I could even answer. That story is from @Stevens98.
This story is called Pig Mask. Our old house was on a corner, and in lieu of a backyard had a side yard with a small deck that wrapped around the back. The dining room had patio doors that led out to the back, and we would have barbecues and such back there. When I was about 14, we only had one desktop computer and one laptop for the family. My brother and I would fight over the desktop. That's where Diablo II was installed. So I would use the laptop to write music. On one particular night, my brother had a friend over and they were downstairs doing whatever, and I was at the dining room table on the laptop. As I was wrapped up in my writing, I didn't pay much attention at my surroundings. I heard a knock on the patio door, which startled me. I looked up, expecting my brother or his friend. The basement had a door that led to the back deck as well. Standing at the door and waving was a person, could not tell sex or age, wearing a Halloween pig mask. Thinking it was my brother or his friend, I mouthed, "Good one," and gave the person the finger, and they walked away. As soon as they left, I went downstairs to give them crap, and to my surprise and dismay, they were both sitting on the couch playing PlayStation. They swore up and down it wasn't either of them, and there was no way one of them would have had time to get downstairs and unmask before getting on the couch. So to this day, I have no idea who it was that knocked and waved. Stories brought to us by Shanster925.
This story is called I'm Still Here. I came home pretty late one night, and my roommate's bedroom was shut, and I assumed she was sleeping already. But I saw something out of the corner of my eye in the kitchen. I said her name, but she didn't answer. I didn't think anything of it, so I walked into my room, and before I turned on the light, something whispered, "I'm still here." I turned on the light in my room, but nothing was there. So I turned on every light in my house and knocked on my roommate's door and eventually opened it. But she wasn't there. So I left her light on, too, and slept with all the lights on. When she came back the next morning, I asked her if she was messing with me. She started crying and said She left because something in the house was messing with her, and she had to get out. Stories by Charmaine 369. This story is called They Knew. A friend of mine used to work in private wealth management. One of her jobs was diversification of her clients' assets on the stock market. Out of nowhere, she gets a call from a representative of one of her very big private clients to sell all the stocks of a big airline and move the liquidity somewhere else. No buts, and if needed, they could sell in up to 5% below market, as long as the shares are sold quickly. This was extremely weird, as the stock price of the company was pretty stable, and specifically, this client's portfolio was heavily hedged with this stake. But she didn't think much of it. Sometimes her clients did this for personal reasons, such as having a bad experience on a plane of the company or etc. 2 days later, one of her colleagues that she shared this particular story told her how the airline stock price started slowly but surely falling. Some people were selling off their shares too, which were gladly bought by the market at increasing prices. The next day, AA Flight 11 crashed into the North Tower of the World Trade Center in New York. The stock market was closed for another week. The story is brought to us by MDI5C0RD. This story is called Hello. I went camping by myself in Maine one night. I woke up at 3 a.m. Not being able to fall asleep, I just laid there listening to the woods. Then I heard a faint hello. I was petrified. I felt so vulnerable in the tent. I never did figure out what it was. Stories brought to us by BromanDude69. This one is called Would You Like to Come Live in My Basement? When I was 17 and worked in retail as a cashier, I had a very old couple come through my line buying a wok. The husband, who was at least 85, started making conversation with me about the wok and asked if I liked Chinese food. Yeah, I like Chinese. Do you want to come out with me to get some Chinese? He winks at me. No, sir. Oh, well. He looks a bit disappointed and turns to look at his wife, who is on the phone with someone. Would you at least like to come home with me and live in my basement? No. The rest of the transaction took place in terrified silence.
His wife never said a word. I wonder to this day if he was trying to joke because he sounded so sincere, or if he was suffering from dementia or something else that make him not realize how creepy that sounds to someone young enough to be your great-grandchild. That story was brought to us by Angel X Damien.
Oh, thank you.
This story is called Followed. The summer after I graduated from high school, I left work early and went up to my parents' cabin in northern Michigan. Spent that night at the beach, watching the sunset. Once the sun went down and it became nearly pitch black, I got into my car and started driving down the highway, M22. After about 10 seconds of being at speed, there was an old Tahoe, late 90s, that started riding my ass and flashing its high beams. So I got up to about 60 in a 45. They were still on my ass. I pulled off to the side road that my parents' cabin is off of, and they took the same turn. I thought this seemed weird because there's only about 30 to 40 houses on the road. So I went all the way to the end, which is usually a dead end, but leads to a maintenance area for the golf course nearby. The truck was still following me. At this point, I was freaking out, because if I pulled into the house, they'd know where we lived, and they were still following close by. I took a ton of random turns, and the truck kept following me every turn for about 15 minutes. I finally had a chance to make a turn with traffic going through the intersection that gave me a few seconds of a head start. I pulled down a side street and went up 100 yards and turned off all my lights and waited. Truck slowly drove by the street and kept going. I booked it home, pulled my car around the side away from the main road, and pulled every curtain. For an 18-year-old, I was scared as hell that night. Story comes to us from Sour Turtle.
This one is called Bark. This actually happened fairly recently. I was home alone one day with my dog and two of my friends' dogs. Out of nowhere, they all start barking and looking up towards our loft. As they're quieting down, I hear someone in a mocking, calm tone say, "Bark." And they start going crazy again, and I decided it's time for a long evening walk. This was brought to us by Them Around Here 69. This one is called The Evil Twin. New Year's Day, 1995. I was in the middle of a third-year university, and a bunch of friends had come down to visit me and my roommate for the festivities. We were all pretty hungover from drinking the night before, and went out for the usual nice day out, a bit chilly, I don't feel so good, post-greasy breakfast hungover stroll around the neighborhood. Two of these friends were twin brothers, One of them we hung out with all the time. The other we just met for the first time. He was pretty normal the night before, joining in the fun, but on this day, we were all hanging around a local basketball court, shooting hoops with an old basketball we found in the grass. And this twin brother kept following me around all over the place with the creepiest grin I have ever seen in my life. Staring right into the nether regions of my soul the whole time. I'd back away and join the group again, and he keep following me around. When we were walking back to the apartment, it was just me and him walking down the sidewalk behind the group. And he moved over in front of me, stared at me with that creepy look again, and fell down to his knees as if to worship me or something. I didn't know what to do. "Hey, buddy, you all right? We're heading back now, right?" And so on. He wouldn't say anything. He'd just be on his knees looking up at me with a clenched face and squinted eyes, as if he were looking directly into the sun or something. Later that day, my roomie said he was tripping balls, so I thought nothing of it and moved on with my life. A few weeks later, we got a phone call from the twin brother we usually hung out with, and it turned out that this other twin brother went over to his aunt's place with a knife and stabbed her 14 times. She didn't die, but, you know, still pretty bad. He had even called the police before going because he knew he was going to do it, but he couldn't stop himself from doing it because, you know, the voices and so on. The ensuing court case was widely covered in the media, as this was a relatively small community where this sort of thing doesn't happen on a regular basis. I was reading one of the articles, and one of the testimonies was that this twin brother was severely schizophrenic and was hearing voices in his head. He believed to his very bones that his aunt was the devil, and that he had been commanded by God to go and kill her. So who was this God that told him to go kill her? Well, as the newspaper article described, it was a guy in a group he hung out with on New Year's Day. Didn't take me long to realize that he was talking about me. This was 22 years ago. I know for a fact it was mental illness, but just knowing that I had something or somehow commanded him to go kill his aunt stays with me to this day. Story is brought to us by Cat Gacha.
This story is called Someone Was There. We were living with my brother-in-law and his two twins when I was pregnant. He has an elevated house on quite a bit of former hunting land, several miles down a country road. My husband works 7 to 6, and my brother-in-law works offshore for 14 days. While he was at work, his kids stay with the grandmother. Nice house, but it had a weird vibe. I chalked it up to pregnancy hormones. One day, home alone, I was taking a shower and felt someone staring at me. I stuck my head out, and I listened. I couldn't hear anyone in the house, so I resumed my shower. A while later, I heard the back door shut,
I was standing in the kitchen and could see the door, which had no steps and was 6 feet from the ground. Door was still locked. I told my husband about it that night, and he shrugged it off. We locked down and went to bed. I don't know how long I'd been asleep, but I woke up to the blankets being yanked off my bed and my husband flipping on every light in the house. He threw open every door, every cabinet, looked in every pantry or closet while holding his handgun. I asked what was going on, and he swore he heard boots thumping through the house and someone talking. Everything was still locked, and it's not a big house. Nobody was there except us. One night, a while later, my niece came into my room. Her dad worked over, and we had them for a few days, and asked to sleep in our bed with us. Now, this girl isn't scared of anything, and is 14 at the time. I sat up, told my husband to scoot over, and patted my pillow. This was when I noticed her 16-year-old brother curled up under a blanket on the floor beside me. Why are you both in our room at 2 in the morning? They didn't want to answer at first, but explained that something in my niece's room laughs at night. I hated that room, and when we moved in, put up laundry, and I did it quickly in there. I asked my nephew why he was on the floor, and he said, "She came into my room on the cot to sleep, but something started knocking on the door. We came down here as soon as it stopped." Again, my husband flipped on every light, looked in every nook and cranny. Nothing. Eventually, we moved out, and the kids decided to live full-time with Grandma. My husband said he heard a man laughing in my niece's room, but there was nobody there, and he turned on the lights. Scared the crap out of them. Stories brought to us by KNSF. This story is called "I Was Almost a Hostage." I was walking down the street when I saw a rusty nail in the road. I picked it up and threw it into an empty house's yard. Not helpful, I know. After I threw the nail, a man came out of what I thought was an empty house and shouted to me. I freaked out, thinking it was about the nail, and kept walking towards my house. The guy didn't sound mad, but I couldn't make out what he was saying. He started following me to the street and gestured me to come over, but my gut told me to keep on walking. I get home and I see from my house, the empty house is now surrounded by cops. At this point, I still think it's about the nail. After a while, it gets worse, and men in full gear show up. I found out later that the house was indeed empty and the men inside were known criminals, and I very much almost ended up a hostage. That story is brought to us by Ducky Blinders. This story is called 2 a.m. Years ago, early 90s, my boyfriend was driving me home and we saw a man lying on the ground in the strangest position, kneeling with his head on the ground and bent at a sharp angle so that he faced the street. It was 2 in the morning and the man was covered in sweat with his eyes wide open. We pulled over and I hopped out of the car to check on this guy. His eyes were wide open, and he seemed like his face wasn't moving, but it really felt like he was pleading for help. He didn't respond at all when we called out to him. No blinking, glassy eyes. I reached out to touch him, and he was ice cold. I'm sure he wasn't breathing. This was before cell phones, so I hopped back in the car and we sped back to my house to call 911. 10 minutes later, the police called back to ask for the cross streets again. Apparently, they arrived at the corner and there was nothing there. I verified that they had the right spot, and they said they would call back if they needed any more information. That was the last I ever heard about it. I checked the newspaper for the next few weeks, but we never found out anything else about that man. The story is brought to us by The Living Road. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Coffee House Productions Podcast. Feel free to leave a comment in the answer section on Spotify and Anchor.fm.